From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Echo the Sameness Keeper in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Echo's childhood unfolded within the steady rhythm of his parents' lives, a household where every day echoed the last. His father, Marn, a baker, and his mother, Petra, who managed ledgers at the counting house, lived by schedules. These routines were so precise, they seemed etched into the very fabric of their home. They had married 32 years before Echo's birth, already set in their ways. 40 and 41 when he arrived, they had decided long ago that their days would remain constant. This was a decision they upheld with quiet, unwavering commitment. Marn's day began before dawn, a familiar sequence of sounds and smells. At precisely 4 in the morning, his footsteps creaked on the floorboards. He kindled the brick oven, coaxing the flames to life, then began the rhythmic kneading of the day's dough. Each loaf was shaped with practiced hands, then slid into the growing heat. By 7 o'clock, the first warm, crusty bread sat on the shelves of the small bakery, which fronted their house. An hour later, the door would open, welcoming the first customers ready for their morning loaves. Petra's routine started a little later, but with no less precision. At 5:30, she woke. Her first act was always a cup of tea, brewed just so, consumed from the same chipped mug, in the same chair, gazing through the same window at the waking village. At 6:30, she began her walk to the counting house, arriving at 6:50. There, she worked at her desk, meticulously balancing figures until noon. She walked home for a brief, quiet lunch, returning to her ledgers by 1. Her work continued until 5, when she would walk home again, reaching their door at 5:35. Together, they ate supper at 7. Afterward, they settled into their respective chairs by the fire, reading or simply watching the embers glow, until 9. They went to bed at 10. This pattern unfolded every weekday for over 30 years. It was the backdrop of Echo's entire memory, a reliable hum beneath the surface of his world.
Echo, whose given name was Tone, though everyone called him Echo from the time he was 3, watched all of this. He absorbed the predictable cadence of their lives. By the age of 6, a quiet understanding had settled in him. The world, he realized, contained 2 distinct kinds of things. Some things changed, shifting and flowing with the days. Others did not change, standing firm against the current of time. Things that changed were everywhere, obvious and abundant. The weather, for instance, rarely stayed the same for long, bringing sun, then rain, then snow. The faces of the customers at the bakery varied daily, a constant stream of new and familiar. The crops in the fields outside their village transformed with the turning seasons, from green shoots to golden grain. Even the currency rates Petra recorded at the counting house fluctuated, a daily dance of numbers. Echo's own height changed, a fact his mother dutifully marked on the doorframe every solstice. His friendships evolved, and his curiosity shifted from one fascination to the next. Things that did not change were far rarer, but they certainly existed. His parents' schedule, for one, remained an unyielding constant. The number of stairs leading up to their cottage's second floor never varied. The well in the village square stood in the exact same spot, year after year. The names of the months, too, were fixed, a steady progression through the calendar. Echo, a thoughtful and observant child, came to find these unchanging things extraordinarily comforting. They were like fixed points in a world that was always in motion. They felt like promises. You could plan your own small life around them. You could expect them. They held still, offering a quiet stability while everything else moved around them.
When Echo was 13, his village school's teacher, Miss Eris, introduced the concept of functions. Miss Eris explained, "A function is essentially a rule. It takes an input, something you put in, and reliably turns it into an output, something that comes out. Think of it like a machine. If we say y equals 3x, it means for every input x, you multiply it by 3, and that gives you your output, y." Echo listened intently, following her explanation with ease. He understood the idea of a rule, a predictable transformation.
Then Miss Eris continued. Now, there's a special kind of function called a constant function. It looks a little different. It might be y equals 5, or y equals 7, or y equals any single number without an x in it. The key is, the output is always the same, regardless of what input you give it. Echo's hand shot up, a sudden thought clicking into place. That's my parent schedule, he declared. Miss Eris paused, a slight frown of surprise creasing her brow. What did you say, Tone? She asked, using his given name. Echo clarified, his voice earnest. The output of my parents' schedule doesn't depend on the input. They wake at 4 and 5:30 every morning. It doesn't matter what the weather is like or what day of the week it is. It doesn't change based on what kind of bread Marn is baking or whether the counting house has many clients or few. For my father, it's Y equals 4 in the morning. For my mother, it's Y equals 5:30 in the morning. The input, whatever the day brings, never changes the output. The output is constant.
Miss Eris slowly set down her chalk. She had taught functions for many years, to many children. But she had never, not once, heard a 13-year-old describe his parents' daily routine as a set of constant functions. A small smile touched her lips. Yes, she said, her voice filled with genuine appreciation. That is exactly correct, Tone. A constant function ignores its input entirely. The output is just a fixed number, always the same. If you were to graph a constant function, it would be a horizontal line. The line doesn't go up or down. It doesn't slope. It stays at the same y value no matter what the x value is. Echo nodded, absorbing her words. He thought about this concept for the rest of the year, turning it over in his mind. What he eventually understood, a realization that ultimately led him to become a teacher of constant functions himself, was that these functions were not simply failures of variation. They were, in fact, promises of constancy. The world, he realized, needed both. It needed things that changed, allowing for growth and evolution, for new possibilities. But it also needed things that did not change, providing a foundation upon which people could plan, rely, and build their lives. Constant functions, he concluded, were the second kind. They were the world's quiet, dependable stability. Echo went on to the Function Forge Academy when he was 19, studying for 4 years. He joined the faculty when he was 23 and has been teaching constant functions ever since. In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson in precisely the same manner. He places a small, polished wooden clock on his desk. The clock is permanently stopped at 6:30. Echo had deliberately removed its pendulum 20 years ago, ensuring its stillness. He brings it to every first day lesson. He turns to his new class, a gentle smile on his face. This clock, he says, his voice calm and clear, reads 6:30. It always reads 6:30. It does not matter what time it actually is outside this room, what day, what season, what year, or even what mood the room is in. The clock reads 6:30. This, children, is a constant function. The input is the world around us, ever changing. The output is 6:30. The input changes, the output does not.
The children always find this slightly delightful, a small, unexpected bit of magic in their first math lesson. Then he turns to the board and writes, Y equals 5. Here is the algebraic form, he explains. Notice there is no x. The output is simply 5. For any input you can imagine, x equals 1, x equals 100, x equals 0, x equals negative 7. The output is 5. On a graph, this creates a perfectly horizontal line at a height of 5. It does not slope. It does not bend. It is the same value at every input. The children try graphing it themselves, their pencils moving carefully across the paper, producing straight, horizontal lines. When children inevitably ask whether constant functions are hard, Echo always gives the same answer, a response as unchanging as the functions he teaches. They are not hard at all. They are simply unchanging. The output is one fixed number. The input can be anything. The two do not depend on each other. A constant function is the world's quiet way of saying, this part holds still. He still keeps the stopped clock on his desk. The children sometimes ask why he doesn't get it fixed. He smiles. It is a teaching prop, of course, but it is also, if I am honest, a slight reminder of my parents. They are still alive. They still wake at 4 and 5:30. Their schedule has not changed in 50 years. And as he says it, a soft warmth spreads through him. A calm, safe feeling of being held by something that simply stays. The same quiet comfort he felt as a boy, watching the things that never moved.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to ECHO, the sameness keeper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.